This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can feel it. Something is off. Things are getting stranger by the day. Just a coincidence, or is something more sinister happening right under our noses?
We want to warn you now, this next story is disturbing.
Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally, than physically, to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
I would like to reduce the number of people on the planet because there's too many of us. It's a planet of finite resources and we're using them up.
First, we've got population. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The true ruling elite are a death cult. Pure evil. The elite are extremely wealthy. They have more money than you can think of. So why would they want even more money, even more control? It's because they use their wealth and power to execute their agenda, to live out their evil. If you think this is just conspiracy theory, think again. Look around you. Everything benefits them and not humanity. The globalists have a religion. To the public, it's sold as climate change or the global crisis. What is the basis of the climate change agenda? It's population control. It's depopulation. The elite look at us as parasites that need to be controlled and killed. There is an unelected network that controls what the public sees. Plausible deniability is their cover. They are playing dumb on every level to gaslight us. The same agendas throughout history are presented differently with the same goals. The elite are becoming restless and are now out in the open with who they really are. Corruption in the government is just the tip of the iceberg. The upper echelon at the top have an anti-human agenda. Threats of world war, but behind the scene, it's more about control and backdoor dealings between world governments. The open border, drug trafficking, human trafficking is covered up and controlled by our own government. It's deeper than that. There is a reason why most of these corruption networks never get shut down. These anti-humanists control mostly everything. You'd be shocked to know what the people in most power positions really think of the general public. The elite's corruption network operates like prison gangs or like a mafia, but on a larger scale. Blackmail, controllers, handlers, money laundering. If you want to stay rich and powerful, you'll have to do their dirty work. They have their hands in everything. A lot of these players simply love the spotlight. Most of the celebrities, politicians, CEOs love the fame and fortune. But the ones at the top of these groups are completely evil. Many become unwillingly controlled by signing on into the club without knowing what they are actually involved with behind the scenes. Most of humanity is asleep and distracted by meaninglessness. The elite are warning us of a cyber attack, also known as a digital 9/11 event. The economy would collapse if we suffered an internet shutdown. The modern power grid relies on the internet to coordinate power plants. Without it, each country's national grid will become unbalanced, and local outages escalate into a blackout for most of the world. A society slipping into chaos will allow the elite to reset and rebuild a world for themselves. There will be events leading up to a total collapse, domestic terror attacks, biological attacks, world wars. With each event, more and more control is gained. Time is running out. If society suffers from any of these trigger events, there might be no turning back. Humanity is at the crossroads. This is happening right now. We need to reject the global agenda and know who the world rulers really are and what they are up to. The fight for humanity.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two, one of the final live transmissions from InfoWars of 2023 as we plunge into 2024 and beyond. All right, I just spent the last hour on the fact that the border has been completely dissolved and is now a UN globalist invasion zone, a war zone where America is fighting for its life against the UN and the State Department globalist traitors that are openly trying to dissolve our sovereignty. The UN's also moving in with the treaties over our health care. They're coming in with a global treaty on a new world digital currency, cashless society, social credit score, universal basic income, salary austerity, hellhole. They're shutting down farming from Sri Lanka to the Netherlands. Fertilizers cut 30%. Mass death is now estimated in the hundreds of millions the next few years. I mean, this is real what I'm saying. And Jane Goodall's at the WEF saying we got to get things down to 500 million. That's 7.5 billion people they want to kill. And I know people tuned into me decades ago and said, this sounds crazy because we weren't there yet. Now it doesn't sound crazy because you're going to get to see it happen and unfold now. You're not about to be thrown in the quicksand. You're in it. I'm in it. Then, of course, also got into the tyranny, finally waking up people. I only played some of the clips, and a lot of clips I didn't even give to the crew to put on the list here, of CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, Fox News, Tulsi Gabbard's CNN legal analyst saying, you can't have a Secretary of State have a hearing with one witness with some YouTube clips. Trump's never been indicted. He's never been found guilty of insurrection. He's never been indicted for insurrection, been indicted for other stuff. And he's totally, you know, innocent. And then have a Supreme Court say he's off the ballot. Or now have a Secretary of State, he's not even a lawyer, just say, I watched some YouTube videos. But, oh, you can still vote. We're still free here in Maine. What an incredible clip we just played last hour at the end of the hour. I mean, this is amazing. This is over the top. I want to play a clip of Vivek Ramaswamy talking about this. Then he joins us at the bottom of the hour. Max Kaiser joins us in the third hour with huge economic news. Bukele news out of El Salvador. It's all coming up, but I got something really crazy I'm going to hit after this Vivek Ramaswamy clip dealing with the next phase of mind control, the next phase of the globalist operation. All right, here it is.
Vivek, the secretaries of state in 2020... Secretaries of State, one individual, would come in and wipe away the laws of the legislature and say, because of COVID, I'm changing mail-in balloting. One person changing election rules. That was 2020. 2024, one person saying, I am disenfranchising Trump voters. Your thoughts?
Well, look, Kaylee, I think you phrased it well, but I would say that this is not an action of one person. This is the action of an entire system that has an anaphylactic reaction to one man. And I think they're dropping the breadcrumbs. They're making it clearer by the day. I'm concerned that they will not allow this man to get anywhere near the start line of the election, let alone the finish line. And I say this as somebody who's running in the same race as Donald Trump. This is not how we should want to win. So I stand by the pledge I made earlier on the back of the Colorado decision, and I reiterate it today, that I will voluntarily, as a Republican candidate, remove myself from any GOP primary ballot where one of my competitors, Donald Trump included, is forcibly removed through this unconstitutional maneuver. And I think one thing that the other Republican candidates can do, Kaylee, is to fight against this, to say that Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley and Chris Christie do the same thing, that if Maine is going to do this, we then take Maine out of the GOP primary process. That's the logical way to handle this, and so I made that announcement tonight. I challenge every one of my other competitors in the GOP primary to do the same thing, to say that we will not stand by idly and watch this brazen form of election interference in the GOP primary itself. And I think that that's not a left-wing or a right-wing issue. It shouldn't be. This is about the Constitution and who we are as Americans, and that's why I've taken the position I have.
Okay. We're not going to skip this break coming up, guys, because we're going to skip the one when Vivek Ramaswamy's with us. It was just he's skipping break on there. We're not going to be doing that, just so you know. Okay. This next subject is really huge, and I had a TSA article here in my stack where they're announcing they're going to face scan and then start brain scanning with, quote, behavioral control systems, and I needed that when I covered this. You guys had it in my stack today. Do me a favor and reprint that for me. This is so big that I'm not going to hit it this segment. I'm going to hit it next segment. This is massive. And this is not the only time I'm going to talk about this, obviously. I'm going to be doing a lot of special reports and more on this. Because, well, there's a whole history, there's a whole background to this, and we need to go through the different facets of it and how they're going to be rolling that out. But regardless of, I think the headline was, I got so many articles, I got mixed in somewhere. Headline today, I think it was like USA Today or it was Reuters, I had a couple of them. It was TSA installing high-tech humanless systems, and they talk about behavioral systems. They don't just look at your biometric walk or anything in your face, but they claim pick up brain waves and heartbeats to tell if you're a, quote, terrorist while the border is wide open. And again, the airport is the testing ground for all the police state measures that are being rolled out around the world. And the robot, yeah, that's one of them. Print that for me. That's why you have these kiosks where you don't talk to a human, and now some airports have where robots make the food. They want this humanless. They want you locked in your house. They want you in a coffin apartment where you have to work, quote, online so many hours a day in the casino gulag that you never even go outside. This is forcing us into the matrix, but that's not even where I'm going with this. That's just a little caveat. So I'll have that when we come back. They're printing me that article. I guess InfoWars covered it. I haven't seen InfoWars cover it. I saw the mainstream articles about it, how great it is and how wonderful it is. I remember 15, 20 years ago, I was like, oh, they're going to use drones for war and remove humans from the process. And that was in Pentagon documents. They were already doing it. And people were like, oh, they had like USA Today and AP. Jones is a conspiracy theorist. That'll never happen. And then now it's just everywhere. Now they're phasing out humans. So they don't want you discussing and knowing what the plan is. They say, oh, nobody will have private cars by, you know, 2035. Well, because they're going to lock you down in your house and the few cars that are there will be a car you call that's driverless. Which, again, makes us all cut off from reality. It's not that you can't skin a buck or run a trot line. You don't know how to do anything. And you get around some of the millennials and other people, all they're on is screens. You go to a restaurant, the adults are talking, but the little kids, the teenagers, are all got headphones on in their screens. Why even have children then? And I get it. You're on a long road trip. Let them watch a movie sometimes or let them play a game. But maybe 10% of the time? The average child now is like on screen 6-7 hours a day. And I get escape. I mean, I'll go watch old movies because there's not as much propaganda in them. And I love silly, sweet, goofy movies like Muppet Christmas. I talked about that or whatever. When I was younger, I liked action, adventure, and scary stuff. But now I've seen enough real scary stuff. I want escapism. But the globals want you to escape into the matrix, into the meta, into the control grid, and they've now officially announced the control grid and mind reading, and it's already being rolled out in the airports. It's already being set up. It's already being done. So I'm kind of preluding this now, but I'm going to get locked and loaded. I'm going to get laser focused. But first, one more thing. If you go to Real Alex Jones on X, I shot a video earlier. I want your response, InfoWarriors. What should we call the border? It's no longer there. It's now an acceleration, battleground, weapon system to suck illegal aliens from around the world by the billions is the plan, and inject them into Europe and the United States and other Western countries, and then we're captured by the globalists because they'll control them. What do we do about this? Let's put that Real Alex Jones tweet on the screen. There it is. The U.S. no longer has a southern border. It is a federally funded U.N. invasion zone. What would you call the broken border? A funnel, an illegal immigrant cannon, a magnet to suck millions from the third world and sink our republic? What the border really is a war zone where America is fighting for its very existence. And the government is orchestrating it and running our destruction. They're slitting our throats. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So the end game goal is to turn humans into factory farm creatures, and those are the humans that are allowed to survive. They officially at the WEF and UN want to cut our numbers to 500 million. That's a cut of 7.5 billion people, the current population numbers. And if you go back to this London Independent article from years ago, Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook in the future will be powered by telepathic thoughts. That's 2016. And if you go back to the founding documents in 1998 of Google with the CIA and NQTEL, they publicly said the plan was to get millions of people hooked into it and make it a cyborg interface with an AI computer neural network. And that was going to be the original plot of the Matrix, that we weren't batteries, but we were a neural network of the machine. Now, the World Economic Forum recently came out, and here's an article on it. WEF promotes brain transparency that allows bosses to monitor employees' brainwaves. And then they announce that it's already being done in tests around the world in government buildings. Now, it doesn't really read your thoughts, but it allows them to get into your space and make them believe they have a right to your thoughts, not just to spy on your phone or listen to your phone calls or read your emails illegally. But now, just like they can lie and say a lie detector works, and they're very easy to beat, but they can use that to sell a jury that you're really guilty when you're not, or innocent when you're not. This is another level of quackery. The good news is they put $24 billion into Meta. The metaverse became a hellscape. Nobody used it. They want to force us out of the real world into this false system, and the screen time won't be 5, 6, 7 hours a day. It'll be 24 hours a day. So think about how dystopic these statements are, where you get bonuses in your social credit score if you allow your brainwaves to be monitored and if you're a good boy. And then all the new appliances have these systems. Your iPhone can monitor your heart rate, even when you're not even plugged into it. And then the police come to your house at 2 a.m. because they say your heart rate's up. This is beyond a violation of the Fourth Amendment. This is 1984 to the 10th power. This is Brave New World on steroids. So here's a clip of Nita Farahany at the World Economic Forum, and here's the articles about her. This is just recently, and I got no news coverage of this new promo video that the WEF financed and put out. They put other videos. You'll drink sewage. You'll eat bugs. You'll own nothing and be happy. You won't live in cities. You'll live in communes. Those are all official statements. We're going to ban beef. They're doing it now in many countries. Germany just announced, get ready, you're not going to have power most of the time. See, it wasn't build windmills to get rid of the coal. It's you don't get power now. The Dark Ages. So now they don't just want to own your body and put deadly shots in you. Now they want to own your thoughts and then claim to interpret what those thoughts are. Here it is.
Sensing your joy, your playlist shifts to your favorite song. Sending chills up your spine as the music begins to play. You glance at the program running in the background on your computer screen and notice a now familiar sight that appears whenever you're overloaded with pleasure. Your theta brainwave activity decreasing in the temporal regions of your brain. You mentally move the cursor to the left and scroll through your brain data over the past few hours. You can see your stress levels rising as the deadline to finish your memo approached, causing a peak in your beta brainwave activity right before an alert popped up, telling you to take a brain break. Your mind starts to wander to the new colleague on your team, whom you know you shouldn't be daydreaming about, given the policy against intra-office romance. But you can't help fantasizing just a little. But then you start to worry that your boss will notice your amorous feelings when she checks your brain activity and shift your attention back to the present. You breathe a sigh of relief when the email she sends you later that day congratulates you on your brain metrics from the past quarter, which have earned you another performance bonus. When you arrive at work the next day, a somber cloud has fallen over the office. Along with emails, text messages, and GPS location data, the government has subpoenaed employees' brainwave data from the past year. They have compelling evidence that one of your coworkers has committed massive wire fraud. Now, they're looking for his co-conspirators. You discover they are looking for synchronized brain activity between your coworker and the people he has been working with. While you know you're innocent of any crime, you've been secretly working with him on a new startup venture. Shaking, you remove your earbuds.
What do you think? Is it a future you're ready for? You may be surprised to learn that it's a future that has already arrived. Everything in that video that you just saw is based on technology that is already here today. Artificial intelligence has enabled advances in decoding brain activity in ways that we never before thought possible. After all, what you think, what you feel, it's all just data. Data that in large patterns can be decoded using artificial intelligence. We're not talking about implanted devices of the future. I'm talking about wearable devices that are like Fitbits for your brain. The newest way to monitor attention is through a device like this one. These are EarPods that are launching later this year. These EarPods, much like the video you watched earlier, are EarPods that can pick up brainwave activity and tell whether or not a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering. Okay, well, you might think, fine, but even if we can tell whether a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering, you can't tell what they're paying attention to. You would be wrong. It turns out that you can not only tell whether a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering, but you can discriminate between the kinds of things that they're paying attention to. Whether they're doing something like central tasks, like programming, peripheral tasks, like writing documentation, or unrelated tasks, like surfing social media or online browsing. When you combine brainwave activity together with other forms of software and surveillance technology, the power becomes quite precise. So what do we do with this? What do we do with technology that enables us to monitor brainwave activity for attention? Do we embrace it? Do we resist it? I believe that there is a pathway forward with such technology. We might soon even use the technology to help people wake back up. This is a haptic scarf that MIT Media Lab has developed, which uses brainwave technology in a responsive way to give a person a little buzz, literally, when their mind starts to wander, to help them refocus and hone their attention. I'm giving you the positive use cases because what I don't want the reaction to be is let's ban them.
Klaus Schwab said 5 years ago on French TV they're going to first have wearables, then chips in the brain by law. Once your paycheck, you do this. Notice they say out of the gates, it's going to control you and make things better. It's going to direct you. It's going to mind control you. It's going to surveil you. And it's going to put you in jail. It's going to set you up. Yes, we have bioweapons. We don't release them, even though Fauci did, because we know that's something that will destroy civilization. We have nuclear weapons. We don't use them. Yes, it needs to be banned, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. For full deployment in the workforce. If you have a medical issue, a problem, you want to have something like this, yes, it can be used for good. But the evil people are deploying it. Remember, just 15 years ago, you watched TV, you listened to the radio. It was broadcast. Now it's streamed into you. It watches you. You don't watch it. It's watching you. Well, this is a system that doesn't just watch you. It's a system that controls you and tells you what to do, and that the upper new elite technocracy, technocrat class, rules over you with. This is suicide to go along with this. We all have to become aware of it and reject it. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. Vivek Ramaswamy. Straight ahead.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your cell-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you go back to the 2020 election, one federal bureaucrat came out outside of law and said, we're going to have mail-in ballots now. We know that's how they did a lot of the theft. But mainly it was done with cognitive censorship and AI and the government blocking people seeing stories that would have exposed Joe Biden as a fraud. We saw it in 2022. The Hunter Biden laptop's just one of the well-known examples. And now you've got Colorado, where the Supreme Court comes out in a partisan vote, Democrats unanimously say 4-3, he can't be on the ballot. Never convicted of insurrection, not charged with insurrection. the Constitution. You can't even do that to the president. Anybody can read that, but they don't care. Now, this political partisan, Shinna Bellows, comes out and has a couple-hour hearing with one witness who's anti-Trump, who puts YouTube videos into evidence and says he is guilty of insurrection. The Secretary of State's not even a lawyer, but Vivek Ramaswamy's a lawyer. He would say he didn't have the right, if he was Secretary of State, to take Trump off the ballot. And he's saying he will be off the ballot in any state that does have Trump off the ballot. Now, we just saw in Colorado, they've put him back on the ballot for now to see what happens on the appeals. But this shouldn't even be allowed. Even CNN legal analysts are saying this is crazy and wrong and not due process, what we just saw in Maine. So Vivek's here to talk about that and several other big issues. He's barreling down the road in his tour bus, barnstorming the country, doing a great job. I mean, really not even second to Trump. Trump's the leader, but I'd call Vivek the spare tire. And Trump's been, you know, really under attack. I agree with Vivek. They don't intend to let him be the president. They keep doubling down. So even though this is all illegal and makes Trump more popular, they're not stopping. You follow the trajectory, it just escalates into hell itself. So Vivek Ramaswamy, thank you so much for joining us. And let's plunge into this attempt to steal the election right in front of us and where you see this going.
As Alex, I'm sorry to say that, speak the truth. Sometimes it hurts. But I think it is clear that this system has decided by hell or high water, they're not going to let this man get anywhere near the White House. And it's sad. I'm the only Republican who's actually standing up against this. I've said I would voluntarily remove my name from any ballot where Trump is wrongfully removed, from Colorado to Maine. The other Republicans know how they're actually very silent on that. But I think there's a deep and devious game hiding in plain sight. And I don't want us to be fooled. They're selling us the rope today that they're going to use to hang us tomorrow. And we can't afford to fall for their trap this time around. And so you want to know what they did last time? You got a man-made pandemic. You got a tech-rigged and stolen election. This time around, I think they're planning for whatever it takes. And I mean whatever it takes to keep this man away from the White House. And so for many people saying, oh, you know, what's my plan in this race? And I'm America first. And so I'm in this race, but Donald Trump is. Open your eyes, people. Don't fall for their trick. We need to make sure that our movement goes forward no matter what. We can't be the generation that squanders what George Washington gave us. And so we respect and love the man because he got this fight started, but it is our job to finish it. And we cannot fall into the trap that they're laying for us. That's my number one takeaway as we head into the end of this year. And I worry, Alex, it's just going to be a preview of far worse to come in the next 6 months unless we open our eyes to this.
Absolutely. You've been making that point and saying if they'll basically stay January 6th, they'll do anything. And we follow the threat escalation and the trajectory. They just always double down. So you're a really smart guy. You've made a lot of predictions that have come true. I respect your analysis. What are you thinking they're going to pull next when we get in the bad guy's brain?
Well, look, I mean, sometimes it's too hard to occupy. They're all, the other side, say what you will, they're always one step ahead. And I think the permanent state in this country, the fundamental thing you got to note, Alex, is they're not actually even partisan. It's not a Republican versus Democrat thing to them. To them, it's deeper than that. It's about keeping the continual war machine turning, the military-industrial complex getting its take, and getting their interests taken care of. Supplicated people turn the nation into a nation of sheep. And so if they can use a Republican to do it, they'll be just as happy to use a Republican to do that as they would a Democrat. And so that's why sometimes when we fall into this trap of saying that, oh, this is about defeating Biden, you're missing the point. Biden is a puppet. I think they've lost their use for Biden. It looks like they're beginning to sideline him, too. I think what they're planning is for something far more devious than that. So I'm not going to be, you're right, I've predicted some things that have come true, but I'm not going to be in a position to tell you exactly what move they're going to pull next. All it is logically follow the facts. They're not, they made it very clear. They're not going to let this election play out to let Trump get anywhere near the finish line. I think they're not going to let Biden get anywhere near the finish line. I think they've lost their use for him, too. And I think 2024, unfortunately, is going to be, I think, set up to be an unprecedented year. And it's what gives me my purpose in this. We got to stay in this to the very end because this is about our country. Our movement is bigger than one man. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than Trump. It belongs to the people of this country. And I think if we don't get this right now, I think we may not have a country left in another 10 years. And so that's what we have to open our eyes to see and make sure that we don't get fooled and falling and walking into the trap that they've laid.
Vivek, I totally agree with you. And people say, oh, Vivek's so smart. He's so well-spoken, but he just kind of just appeared on the scene. How do we know he's good? You wouldn't be doing the things you're doing all over the place if you were one of their operatives. You're devastating them, second only to Trump. And Elon Musk, of course, he even overshadows really you and Trump at a certain level in what he's doing, and they're coming after him criminally. The EU is coming after him. This is irrevocable damage you're doing to them, so you've got a lot of courage and deserve our support and prayers as well. But there's something about Trump that particularly triggers them. I want to get your view on that, but also you. They have been mad dog after you for now 2 months everywhere, both the Republican establishment and the Democrats. That's how I know you're doubly good. And for anybody out there, as they have their talking points when they attack you from the establishment and fake grassroots saying, oh, no, you can't trust this guy. What do you mean? Judge a tree by its fruits, as Christ said. But what is it about Trump that triggers them? What is it about you that triggers them? And then I want to segue into even CNN, MSNBC, even ABC News is saying this is unlawful. This is crazy. One woman taking him off with a 2-hour hearing with one witness. He's not been convicted of anything. This is insane. And what does that say about their mindset that they don't care that it's so insane? She was obviously given orders to do this. We know Soros and Obama are quarterbacking that. So that's a lot. What do they fear about you and Trump? I know the general audience gets it, but it's important to talk about what the enemy fears because then you know their weak spots. And then it seems that all these indictments we know have blown Trump up. Their attacks on you, people recognize that's blown you up more with the people. So. What are they thinking? What's the calculus here? Because, they think they're one step ahead, but it seems like they're blowing their feet off.
Well, I think there's two things I would say here, Alex. The third rails are, one is the federal bureaucracy and the deep state. Touch that. They're fine with the woke stuff. You want to talk about debate transgenderism or racial issues? That's not really the third rail. And I'm dead set against all those agendas. But the third rail is if you're coming for the bureaucracy or you're coming for their pro-war foreign policy. That's the real third rail. So that's what really ticked him off with Trump, when he said, we're not going to fight those future Iraq wars, or he actually even threatened to remove our troops from Syria. Wait, that's the third rail. That's what the military-industrial complex cannot tolerate. If you're actually going to come for that bureaucracy, now you're hitting those third rails, and that's what I'm saying gets to the heart of that. Yes, I'm anti-woke, but in some sense, the woke debate is a little bit of a distraction, because they're fine with that. But as long as you actually don't come for the permanent state, as long as you leave their foreign policy globalist goals intact, then they're fine with you. But if you're hitting those third rails, then all bets are off. And I want to say something about your point about CNN and MSNBC, Alex. So I think what's going on here is a layer deeper than this. These unconstitutional attempts to remove Trump right now off the main ballot, for example, one person literally just making up a myth and saying that Trump can't be on the ballot. That is so flagrant that in some ways I worry that this is just a feigned retreat, actually. Because then you get the left building up its own credibility to say, oh, wait, maybe that isn't the right way to do this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home.
With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
To keep the same agenda running, to ultimately bring the justification for a totalitarian state of control here. It's the post 9/11 playbook from the Bush-Cheney era on steroids. That's what they're planning for. I think that's what Nikki Haley represents, frankly, in the Republican Party presidential primary field. There's a reason why the same people who are propping up, you know, the Reid Hoffmans of the world, who are trying to
keep
Trump
off
the ballot. Oh, absolutely, right? And this is somebody who wants your social media profile tied to your government-issued ID, who also wants to be bombing the Middle East to actually send in more money to Ukraine. Why is it that that establishment is now propping her up? Why is Larry Fink, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Alex,
BlackRock.
Larry Fink is actually supporting Nikki Haley at her own events on the day before she comes out in favor of social media accounts being tied to your government-issued ID. So it's not about Republicans versus Democrats. I want people to really wake up to that.
And let me stop you right there.
Fundamentally nonpartisan.
You're so on target. The UN with Bill Gates and Larry Fink running the project with Xi Jinping in the last 5 years have codified a new global ID, the new global cashless system, the standardization for the social credit score. And you're right. Fink and his companies control 88% of all the investment and resources out there. He says he's going to control our behavior. So they've got all their operatives suddenly pushing the internet ID, which is the key to the social credit score digital prison. So when you're saying this, you know of what you speak. She is horrible.
Oh, I mean, I think she's a worse threat than many of the Democrats, but it doesn't matter. They all need, they need is their puppets. And so I think what they're really playing for, Alex, actually, well, maybe we should, you know, I know we're running a little short on time. We could go an hour on this one, but I want people at home to do the math. Skate to where the puck is going. Think for yourself. Don't take it from me. Don't take it from Alex or anybody else. Think for yourself. Are they really going to let this man anywhere into the White House? And if not, who are the people who are trying to keep Donald Trump out? Who are they trying to prop up? And how does this actually end next year, and to what end? You do the math for yourself. Think for yourself. Don't buy what the mainstream media is feeding you. Don't buy what you're listening to on any program. Not this one, not any other one. Think for yourself, people. We can't be a nation of sheep anymore. And if we do, then you realize we got to be one step ahead of this. We can't fall for their trick. That gets to the heart of why I'm in this race, Alex. I'm really worried about what's going to happen next year. And I think it's going to take, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, well, if there's America first, well, Donald Trump was America first. Why don't we just consolidate there? Open your eyes, people. There's something more devious going on, and it's going to take leaders who can see that to stand for our movement to take it forward, to make sure that the puppets in both parties aren't used by, you know, the Larry Fink woke industrial complex all the way to the deep state to be able to shut down our movement. That's what this is about.
Vivek, we've only got a few minutes left. I know you've got to go soon. So let me ask you this question. Definitions are important. And so for 3 years, Republicans have debated Mayorkas about whether the border's broken or not. Well, it's been totally broken. Biden said, when I win, surge the border. So it's not even a border now. It's a springboard. It's a U.N. invasion zone, but our Pentagon's facilitating it. The Secretary of State's facilitating it. The State Department is funding with U.S. taxpayer money the U.N. refugee centers to take people from countries of origins to Central America and then catapult them to our border and then fire them across with all the money and the cards and saying they can join the military and they can be police and giving them more welfare than even disabled veterans get. What do we call the border now when there is no border? It's just a facilitation point to inject replacement migration in, not with skilled people from around the world, but mainly military-aged men and then unaccompanied children. I mean, what is the border now? Because it's not just not there. It's not just been abolished or dissolved. It is a weapon system now. And so I put an X post out earlier today asking people, what do you call that? And I said I was going to ask you what you thought it is. And I saw people say UN invasion zone, Biden's army, it's a globalist beachhead. What would you call the thing that was the border?
A frontier for invasion. A frontier for invasion of our homeland and our nation, the United States of America. That's what this is. And, you know, this is supposedly a conspiracy theory if you say it. It's actually just a basic statement of the longtime Democratic Party or the longtime establishment agenda, which is mass undermining of the existence of our nation. A nation without borders is not a nation, and an open border is not a border. That's fundamentally what we have right now. It's a mass invasion in our country. And I'll tell you this, just for people to wake this up. Let's say China were sending 3 million people onto the shores of California via the Pacific border that we have with the ocean. We would call that an invasion. Well, why on earth, when there's 3 million other criminals coming across our southern border, that we call it anything different? And the worst part is, our own government, DHS under Mayorkas, is facilitating it. You look back about 10 years, Biden was sitting with Mayorkas by his side, effectively asking, what's so wrong with the displacement of existing native populations, the native stock of the United States? Mayorkas was sitting right by Joe Biden. If you say that same thing today, they call you a conspiracy theorist. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's just a basic statement of incentives of one movement in this country that has now accomplished its goals. So think about if that were happening from China or Japan or any other country, doing that with 3 million people on the western border of this country, it should be no different when we have that happening on our own southern border as well. It is an invasion of the United States of America, and that's the battlefront in that invasion, which is why I've said we will, yes, use our own military. So I wouldn't say secure or seal. I would say to defend our own southern border. That's what the military does. They defend this country. Well, I will use our own military to defend this country against that invasion. And that's what it's going to take, is a president as commander-in-chief who's actually willing to stand for that with a spine. And a usual milquetoast Republican isn't going to bring that to the table. I think it's going to take somebody from the outside to get this right. And I think that's what it's going to take to ultimately actually recreate a nation otherwise really at risk of losing forever.
And in your Zoom just cut out when you made that last key point. And I've got to say, I'm not gushing, but I am gushing. You are hands down the most articulate person crystallizing this of even me or Trump. And because I couldn't come up with a term. You're right. It is a UN invasion frontier. It is the invasion frontier. It is the frontier of the New World Order capturing America. That really is the best definition. And you just totally nailed it. And this is an existential battle for our very existence, coordinated by globalist traitors in our own government with the UN and the third world they collapse with lockdowns. It's a systematic replacement migration official plan. And this is World War III. And if China was putting 3 million people into San Diego, we would call it an invasion. But instead, it's the UN doing it. And it's our own government. So it's okay. You're right. We don't need to secure the border. We need to reestablish it and defend it. Sir, in the last 2 minutes we have left, any other key points you'd like to add? And with that, his Zoom went down. We're lucky he even works while he's running down the highway at 80 miles an hour in that provost badass coach he's in. So we'll see if we can reconnect again with final comment, but he just nailed it right there. Let's put his lower third up so people can find his website. Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek2024.com. That guy is coffin nails to the New World Order. He's gone. We don't need to reconnect. He did a great job. Tell him he nailed it. He did perfectly. He didn't get to finish that exact point he was saying at the end, but I could hear him, so I repeated it for him. We're going to take the full interview later. It'll be up on Bandai Video. But don't wait for us, folks. Grab everything. Put it out everywhere. We're Paul Revere. And I'm going to take just that last question in that and put it out immediately on X. And then, folks, let's get 10 million views, okay? All right, I'm risking my life to do this because I know we're going to lose everything if we don't do this. So, Infowars.com/shows where you find the broadcast. They're flashing up articles. Print me that last article you just showed. I haven't seen that. Yeah, Zuckerberg's mind reading machine. I haven't seen that new one. So, just please listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This is pure evil we're up against. But if we recognize it and reject it, like it's Martians landing and attacking, and just say no to everything they push, we can turn civilization around. And when we learn from this, we're going to be stronger than ever, just like Trump is. And man, if something happens to Trump, we got Vivek, we got all these other great people. I don't want to hear attacks on Vivek, folks. The guy's for real. You can feel it. You can see it. And he called back in. All right, we only got a minute left, sir. Your last part got cut off about how America hangs in the balance. Closing comment, 1 minute.
Yeah, I'll just say, even though we live in severe times, and I think we're at risk of our nation no longer existing, I still believe, Alex, we live in a moment where it can be morning in America again. It's not morning in America now, but I think this is our last chance to say that it can be. And so if we do our part, I don't want people to lose hope. I want people to understand that you want people like Alex, people like me, to tell you the truth when it's harsh, because we're not going to lie to you about how dire the situation is. But I don't want people to lose hope. I think that this is still our last chance to make sure that our best days can actually still be ahead of us. And so I wanted to end on that, Alex, is that our founding fathers would tell us the same thing if they were alive today. Don't lose hope. Our best days can be ahead. It's not going to happen automatically. But you got to wake up to what's staring you in the face first. So don't fall for their trap next year. Open your eyes, people. And Alex, you and I will be talking more in the new year about how this next year is going to unfold. And that's why I'm in this race.
Vivek2024.com. Incredible. Dead on. 100% accuracy. It's not just hope. We have to beat this, and we will beat it. We're betting on humanity. Vivek's betting on humanity, and we know this audience of activists as well. Vivek, God bless you, and I'll see you next year, my friend.
We're going to do it. Thank you.
There he goes. Max Keiser coming up. Hour number three, Critical Intel, straight ahead.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.